Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Lamed, Vin Yerushalmi on Daf Chofmed Beis at the first Mishnah, Halacha Hei. Moshe Achim, Shnaim Mehem Nesurim, Shtei Achiris, Ve'echa Nosei Nochris, Meif Echa Mebali Achiris, Ve'panas Nosei Nochris Es Ishtei, U'meif Shnia Yotze Mishim Achis Isha, Roshoyne Mishim Zorasa. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were brothers. They were married to Rachel and Leah, who were sisters, and also to Esther, an unrelated woman, respectively. Reuven died, Levi did Yibrum, then he died. Rachel is exempt from Yibrum and Chalitza because she is Achos Ishtoi to Shimon, and his wife's sister. Esther is exempt because she is Zoras Elba. Asaba Mahama, Umeis, Nachris, Choletzes, Vlaimis Yabemis. If Levi did not do Yibum, rather he gave a mama and then he died, Esther does Chalitza, but not Yibum. And the Gemara says, Ben Rabbonin, Ben Rabbi Shimon, Moedim Ba. Because Rabbonin and Rabbi Shimon agree in our Mishnah. Rabbonin, Sad Shekona Mama, Kenegda, Asa Besara, Sad Shekona Mama, Kenegdoi, Shisei Muta Besara, Lefichach, Choyletzes, Veloi, Misyavemis. According to Rabbonin, they say that mama acquires correspondingly is forbidden in the Tzara. The side that Mama did not acquire correspondingly is permitted in the Tzara, therefore she does Chalitza and not Yibam. Rabbi Shimon, Kana Mama Shtehen Asurais, Leikala Mama Harishona, Asura Vashneem Uteres, Misafi Chalitza Ziyam Misyavemis. According to Rabbi Shimon, if Mama acquires, both are forbidden, one is Achaz Ishtoi and the other is her Tzara. If Mama did not acquire, the first, which is Rochel, is forbidden, due to Achaz Ishtoi, and the second is permitted, she fell from a different brother. Due to the doubt, she does Chalitza and not Yibum. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Vav. Shlosha Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesurim, Shtei Achiris, Ve'echad Nosei Nochris, Meis Nosei Nochris, Ve'konis Echad Mebali Achiris, Mehen Es Ishtoi, Umeis, Rishon Yotze Mishim Achaz Isha, Ashnia Mishim Tzorasa. The Mishnah says Reuben and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, who were sisters, and Levi was married to Esther. Levi died, Reuben did Yibum, then he died. Rachel is exempt because she is Shimon's Achaz Ishtoi. Esther is exempt because she is Rachel's Zohar. Asaba Mama, Umeis, Nochris, Choyletzes, Misyabemis. Had Reuben not done Yibum, but given Mama, and then died, Esther would do Chalitza, but not Yibum. The Gemara says, Ben Rabbanon, Ben Rabbi Shimon, Moidiba. The Gemara says that also that both Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon agree in our Mishnah. Now Halacha Zayin, Shloisha Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesurim Shtei Achiyos Ve'echad Nosei Nochris, Meis Echad Mebali Achiyos Ve'konas Nosei Nochris Es Ishtoi, Umeisa Ishtoi Shel Sheni Ve'achakach Meis Nosei Nochris, Oiz Asur Olav, Oilomis, Hoil Ve'nes Olav, Shaha Achas. The Mishnah says Reuben and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, who were sisters, and Levi was married to Esther. Reuben died, Levi did Yibum. Leah died, then Levi died. Rachel is forever forbidden to the Yavam, since she was once forbidden. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avina, Adad Amar Rabbi Yosi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yidoyme, Issa Achyos Yavamos, Le Issa Achyos Sh'enin Yavamos. Ravina says that this is like Rabbi Yosi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Issa of sisters who are Yavamos is unlike the Issa of sisters who are not Yavamos. If they're not Yavamos, after one's wife dies, he may marry her sister. If they're Yevamos, like in our Mishnah, then his wife's sister is forbidden even after his wife dies. Halacha Ches, Shloisha Achim, Shnayim Mehem, Nesuin, Shtei Achiris, Ve'echad Nosei Nochris, Yosh Echad Mebali Achiris, Es Ishtoi, Umeis, Nosei Nochris, Ve'konza, Amagarish, Umeis. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, sisters, and Levi was married to Esther. Reuven divorced Rachel. Levi died, Reuven did Yibum, then he died. Zuhi sha'amu v'chulun imesa oi shimino oi neskarashu oi shunimsu aloneis zoisehem mutaris. About this they said that in all cases that an erva died, did niyun, was divorced or was found to be an aloneis, the tzaris are permitted. The Gemara says, Girish, quoting from the Mishnah, he divorced her. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Leisef davash b'shegirish v'achakach konas, ela afilu konas v'achakach girish. Chagai quoting of Zeira said that this is not only if he divorced her and later did Yibum, but even if he did Yibum and afterwards divorced. So we see him mutaris. This is what was taught, that if an erva died or was divorced, tatsois are permitted. Rabbi Yudin says that even Blaza, who holds it even when the cause is batel, the issue is in place, he agrees to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said, well, this is certainly logical. If one had children and they died, and after he died, is his wife not zakuka to Yibam? We don't forbid her because initially he had children. Haman, Rehusha Hayu Lebonim, Bashas Misa, Bacha Rehusha Tate Sora, she said Bashas Misa. There the Torah exempts if he had children at the time of death. Here, Sora's Elva is exempt if she is a Sora at the time of death.